Hey girl, welcome to the Black Girl Voices podcast. I'm Siobhan.
And I'm Whitney.
And every week we get together to laugh, cry, shade, and share everything from pop culture to racism.
So grab your headphones and your oversized mug and come and join the conversation. Welcome back to Black Girl Voices. It is so good to have you guys join us. I am Whitney, and I'm joined by the illustrious, the amazing, the stunning, the elegant. Yes, receive your flowers, ma'am. Yes, yes. Toss the hair. Yes.
Y'all can't see it, but it's flowing in the wind.
Or How are you today?
The ceiling fan. I'm good. In the ceiling fan. I'm good. So as you guys can probably hear, I'm getting over a cold. It's my usual December holiday cold that just kind of stays with me for the entire of December through February.
Like a gift.
It's a gift. It's the gift that I didn't ask. It's like herpes, right?
But
so I'm getting over a cold, but I will share a high. I know we normally start with our grievances, but I graduated this weekend. And it was really special to me because I started Limestone University on a track scholarship and found out I was pregnant with my son and became a single mom, and obviously that halted my journey because I was on a track scholarship. Y'all know school be expensive. So between that and just like, you know, doing it all, I was working three jobs. So I put it on the back burner and I told myself that I would come back for it. I said, this is something I really want to do. Even if I'm not using the degree, it's just the fact that I started it. So it was for me. And I was able to not only graduate, but go back to where I started and walk across the stage with my 13-year-old in tow. And so, yes, that was very, very special. And it felt almost like a graduate, like a generational curse being broken, just of getting to choose myself. So that was very, very special. So yeah, I wanted to start on a positive.
Wait, that is a sermon that you just said. You said getting to choose myself, but also the action of taking your child across that stage to receive your flowers for your graduation so they could see. And this just reminded me of something. I was at an event and my first lady for my church was there. And she pulled me aside because I didn't bring my daughter to this particular event. And I was speaking at this event. And she said, because, you know, for anyone who doesn't know, I am a minister's wife. So my husband's, he's frequently up at the podium. She sees him up there. She says, Daddy always has the mic. Daddy has the microphone. You're right. My first lady said, you bring her to these things because she needs to see you get your flowers. She needs to see you get your flowers. So you
don't you love when they check you in love, but they check you in your life.
It's like the most loving call in you ever felt. It is like conviction, but with a hug.
Yes. That is how, and honestly, y'all, like if you've ever steered away from like religion or Christianity, listen, I get it.
Because understandable.
The conviction has not felt like it was a hug. Conviction is feel like a hug. Now, I will say, sometimes when it comes from the Holy Ghost, it does not feel like a hug. But when it's coming from people in the flesh, it's supposed to be met with a hug. So
yeah, and it's supposed to be aligned with what's going on already. Nice. The conversations that you're already having with God. That could be like a series
episode. Because I have been prophesied to by some good and some false prophets. Okay.
You know how many people have told me I was supposed to be their wife?
I have been told I'm gonna save that. Let's do a Patreon episode on
absolutely
just like wild Black culture moments that we've experienced, because I have so many stories, like religious stories. We got to do something about that. But let's dive into my favorite.
Before we dive into that, I just wanted to tie that story back into your story because I need you to receive your flowers in front of your babies.
I need them
to see that. Like, and I'm so glad that you had the opportunity that you could close that loop, that you made that. It's a massive achievement. That's a massive achievement. So many people don't go back, and that's your own story. And there's no shame in that. But the idea of finishing what you started,
yeah,
finishing well, and finishing well with the people that you love, like, girl, You're gonna make me shout in here. So congratulations.
It honestly, I don't think that I talking to you now is a little bit therapeutic, because I think a lot of times, especially I will say as Black women as a whole, we kind of just like write off our achievements. Like, oh yeah, like it was a
don't big we? Thing.
Like, you know, thanks so much. But it was very hard that whole day. This is when I realized, like, I really need to sit with someone and process this. It was hard for me to accept the attention, the congratulations, it was like really uncomfortable. And I realized it's because I'm so used to doing it for everybody else.
Ooh.
And I don't do it for myself. And so when I'm getting flowers and balloons and all these things, I felt uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like every time someone said, I'm so proud of you, that was uncomfortable. That was I felt like crawling out of my skin. And I said, this is a problem. And it's because I've been on autopilot for so long that these things are just like, oh, they just have to get done.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. It's something that these things checked off the bucket list. Like, it's checked off. It's done. But it's not, I don't sit to really revel and marvel in how much of an accomplishment it is to, you know, be graduating and raising two kids. And, you know, we have a business that we're running.
A whole ass marriage.
Yeah, a whole ass marriage. I know that's like, that's work, okay?
Okay, labor.
Right, it is labor. It is labor. And, you know, especially where we are in our marriage, we're definitely in a season of labor. So all of those things, and to still accomplish this, you know, the late nights writing the papers and all of it. So, I think that's something that I want to take into the new year, that I want to work on myself. I want to receive my flowers and do so confidently. Like, I want someone to say, you did that, and me say, yes, the hell I did.
You Thank sure you did so do much. That. You know, that sounds like a segment. Like, you did that.
You did that.
You did that. You like
did that. And if anybody's listening, I just want you to be encouraged that it doesn't matter in the way you did it or in the time that you did it. You did it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let anybody take that away from you. There is no timeline. Society's timeline, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
The only timeline is the one that you walk in.
It doesn't. Yes.
Yes. So marvel in your accomplishments. Girl, we started off with a serpent, didn't we?
No, that's a whole episode, because this is true. Like, I feel like I say it every single week, that Black women are the mules of society, that we're the big sisters of society, that we are the doers of society, which is why society constantly comes to us for labor, for work, for effort, for the things, for what to learn, how to learn it, all those types of things. But they never come to us with flowers or gratitude or any type of like thankfulness. We put our bodies and our minds and our spirits and our families at risk on the line regularly to be in service, because for whatever reason, we have just been programmed to do so.
Yeah.
And
survival mode.
And so if anybody is going to give us flowers, it's going to be us.
It is.
It's always going to be us.
Just like they say, that saying, we keep us safe. We keep us safe. We celebrate us. We advocate for us. Yes. We fight for us. We do all of those things for us. And that is another reason. At this point, this is just the topic of the episode.
Sorry, y'all.
But even I think about, even in like a work setting, right? A Black woman cannot celebrate herself too much. Say, in a doctor setting, okay? She might have just went into a surgery and she did that. She killed that, right? Record-breaking surgery, whatever it is. I don't know, y'all. I just watched Grey's Anatomy, okay?
Shout out to Grey's Anatomy.
And she comes out of it and she still dulls her shine a little bit because she doesn't want to seem too cocky. She has to be humble. Because when she walks through those hallways and she's walking a little too upright, that is a threat to other people. Our
confidence,
our shine, our celebration of our successes is a threat. But I want to challenge all of the Black listeners to walk upright anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Just push through the crowd. all those crowd of the people, the haters that are gawking and expecting you to, mm-hmm. hey, hang your head down just a little bit.
Say
you're
it.
You're a little too cocky for us. Hang your head. Put your head up.
Mm-mm.
Walk a little more upright.
Adjust that crown, sis.
Adjust the crown.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone needed to hear this today, adjust the crown.
Mm-hmm. If you need help, sisters will help you adjust your crown.
Yes, there's always someone near you. And if you don't have someone, sometimes you have to look at your community in a different sense. Your community mm-hmm. might be digital. I think right now, mm-hmm. especially, we live in a world where community doesn't look, and village doesn't look like mm-hmm. what it used to. But mm-hmm. your village might be your Instagram friends, and that's okay. There's no shame in that.
There's
your
no
village might be this podcast, girl. If you needed somebody hey. To hype you up, I'm there.
We're right okay? here. Hey, because girl.
I'm the one willing to do the drive-by.
Okay, listen.
Always.
Come and straighten out that crown. Come and fluff that fro. Come and comb that hair. Yes, we will.
Let's pick out, let's pick out the fro a little to be let's a little higher. It.
A little bigger. So.
Yeah, it's just such a threat. And I think that's also the reason for me why I don't bash Black women in public. So a Black woman could do something that might be seen as, I don't want to say wrong, but like she might do something that, okay, it needs criticism. I'm not going to be her number one hater in those comments. Why? Right. Because I already know the world is already going to do it for her.
Primed.
Primed to do it for her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not just going to criticize her for whatever it is she did. They're mm-hmm. also going to, I mean, look at Beyonce, right? They're not just going to criticize her for the things she did. They're going to now come for her character. They're
going to come for her
motherhood. They're going to come for her talent. All
her husband, everybody.
So absolutely. So you're never going to find me being one of the critiques mm-hmm. in public.
I got one for you. Carly Russell.
Carly Russell. She was dead wrong.
Wrong.
I'm so mad at you. Carly, if you listen, girl.
Carly, let me tell you, we love you and we are praying for you, but we are looking at you a little sideways, sis.
We've all done a little something crazy for somebody who was a little fine, because he was a little fine, but he was just a little bit. But girl, you was wrong. No one is looking for you.
All of us were looking for you. I feel like Tyra, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. I was so excited when she came back, and then all the stories started to come out, and then then she made that confession, and I was just like, you know what? At this point, okay, so she did this, and while I'm disappointed in her, I'm happy she's safe. I'm happy she's about to get the help that she needs.
Yes.
And I will never not believe Black women.
Oh, yeah, because everybody was taking it as like a, well, you see what happens when you automatically believe the victim. I'm always going to believe the sexual assault victim.
Always.
I'm always going to believe.
Always.
You know, someone who's hurting.
Always. And
I think I read something that said when you stand with the victims of assault, you have a 90% chance of being right.
Yeah.
We know that there are people who lie mm-hmm. about sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a whole history of that. Mm-hmm. White women especially, okay?
Looking at Carolyn.
Right. Well, what's her name?
Carolyn Bryant.
Did she pass away?
Yeah, she died this year.
She finally died. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Kick the bucket, as it were. Sorry, the phrase kick the bucket takes me out. I'm sorry.
She's finally going to a nice tropical place.
Queen Elizabeth, all of them. Bye.
Bye, girl.
Henry Kissinger.
Yes, that meme where they're... free throwing the baby, but it's Carolyn Bryant into the pits of hell. Into the pits of hell. But we understand that there are people who lie mm-hmm. and who abuse the system, and mm-hmm. shame on them, right? Like
right.
I hope they see their day, and there does need to be something,
right?
Where we're holding those people more accountable, and they're seeing more consequences for those actions,
right?
But majority of the time.
Mm-hmm.
These people aren't lying, and then this whole lying. Like, why do they wait so long? Can you imagine how traumatic that is? Especially when we're talking about public figures.
Oh my god!
You know your life is about to be public, and they're about to dig through every aspect of your life. Publicly,
I'm thinking of Cassie.
Oh my gosh!
I'm thinking of Cassie and how she had to bare her soul for the courts and the court of public opinion,
and those details.
are excruciating. Trigger warning. I'm not going to go into them.
No.
I just want to put a trigger warning right here. We understand. It's okay to fast forward. It's okay. Right. Just put a trigger warning here. My God, Cassie. Like, Cassie, and then there's these other allegations. And that whole, that law in New York, the Adult Survivors Act. And it was the Adult Survivors Act. They put it in place for a year, for a solid year, so you can get your civil cases in, even if the time expired. What did they call it?
Statute of limitations. Yep.
That's what it's called. I'm not a legal person.
Girl, me.
I just write on the internet.
Writing is so much easier than saying things in the moment.
No, absolutely not. But the interesting thing was how many allegations came out and how many allegations weren't just against politicians and celebrities, but against systems that in place, like hospitals and prisons and jails. And I'm like, wow, these people. I could believe the prisons.
I can believe the prisons.
And the hospitals. I could believe the hospitals.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I never thought about that. Like being under anesthesia.
All of that.
Yeah. Wow.
All of that. And a personal story. So after Carly Russell came home, it was like the end of July, right? Of this year. The beginning of August, a woman in my immediate community went missing.
Mm.
She was in my chapter. My sorority chapter. And her Align sisters went canvassing the neighborhood. You know, the police got involved, but not really involved. And then the neighbors started complaining about a smell, like, next door. And then, what was that? Like, she went missing in August. She was found. What was left of her was found in October.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Two doors down from her home. And so, like, I said it in July that I would never not believe Black women. I didn't know I was going to have to, like, live through a missing Black woman situation. Yes. And then I went to that funeral. She was an art teacher. And she inspired these students. And, like, I'm looking at these students. I'm looking at the teachers. I'm looking at her son. She has two young sons.
Oh, my God.
one of whom was old enough to have a TikTok and saw my video on TikTok that I made about her. And he's like, hey, that's my mom. And I collapsed. I lost it. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what do you need? How can we help?
Did they figure out what happened?
So there is a man who is under arrest, and she has said many times that if anything happens to me, he did it.
Oh, my God.
And people, you know, people don't listen. So
I'll take this serious.
Going back to what we were talking to, getting away from the subject of abuse and violence, but going back to what we were talking about, I'm always going to give Black women their flowers. I'm always going to listen to Black women. I'm always going to believe Black women. And I'd rather believe Black women to my detriment than not believe them and look at the situations that happen. I'm thinking of Meg Thee Stallion. I'm thinking,
oh my gosh. Yes. The scrutiny that she endured online and still is enduring to this day.
Some
of those being her colleagues, like her, you know, her fellow rap colleagues, it's wild. Because how do you even collaborate with anybody in the industry
after they
made a mockery out of you?
Which,
and she is hurting. She is hurting.
You could see it. You could see it. That I'm glad she's in therapy. I'm glad she's taking care of herself. I'm glad that she is solidifying her circle. But that's what made that moment during the Renaissance tour in Houston, where Beyonce called her. Oh my God, don't get me started. Don't get me started. But that's when that moment became so sweet.
Mm.
It's like,
see another Black woman give. Yes.
I see. Yes. It was like a big, I see you. I'm riding with you. I love you. I'm here to support you. And to show my support in our hometown that we both grew up in, I'm calling you to the stage so everybody knows
where I stand.
Exactly.
Because here's my thing, too. Some of y'all rode so hard for what? For that dusty-ass little leprechaun? For what? Like, here's the thing. Tory Lanez, have I listened to his music before? Yes. It's not like he's like a Michael Jackson, like he's put out like this, he has this this collection of hits. Like, what was holding y'all so
Misogyny.
heavy? Like, what was
Misogyny.
having y'all go so hard? Yeah, it had to be.
Misogyny.
But the
It's
pick
only
me.
misogyny. Like, how dare you, black woman? How dare you try to ruin a black man's career? Mind you, she didn't pursue charges. The state did.
Right.
She dropped the charges. She said, no, I don't even, I just want to heal in peace. This woman
Right. She
still
didn't
has.
even start really coming forward until he started talking. And then that's the thing. He started talking shit.
That part. Like, she. And it was laughable because it's like, okay, there's real journalists working on this story. There's real evidence from doctors about the shrapnel that still is in her foot. There's residue. There's gun residue.
Have to
Like,
show that to the internet to have to like prove like hey y'all, since y'all don't believe me, like I Megan, you are a better woman than me, because I would have said fuck
much
y'all,
better.
fuck
Much
y'all, you
better.
don't need to see shit,
Mm-mm. Who
you
are
don't believe
you?
it, oh well.
Oh, well, who are you? Who are you?
But
I
you
don't
know
have
what,
anything to
we
do with you.
say that, but
Yeah.
we're not even in that predicament
No, we're
to know
not.
how it feels to feel like so many people in the world are against you, and like you're in
My
this
God.
career where you need public
People,
support.
you need public support.
So I mean, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Dusty
am.
ass little leprechaun.
Listen,
Oh.
this is why I encourage black women to have a good, circling back, to have a good community. Be and have people who will adjust your crown and have people say, hey girl, you want to go get a glass of wine? You want to go grab some coffee? Do you want to go get a bite? Like, what do you need? Like, do I need to come over with a glass of wine for you or with a bottle of wine
Know.
for you?
That, just being super transparent, that has been one of the hardest things for me in the last, ooh, I'll say since I moved to Michigan in 2017. So from 2017 until now, I am missing so much having a group of girlfriends, black girlfriends especially, but girlfriends in general. That sisterhood, that ability to, y'all, let's just go to dinner and talk or go see a show, whatever, whatever it is. I miss sisterhood so much. And I think sometimes it weighs on my mental health because it doesn't matter how great of a relationship you have with your husband.
That's
That
not
will
gonna work.
never replace sisterhood and friendship. And sometimes I do, like, I envy looking on social media at like people who have people close by. And I think it has also caused me to maybe close myself off a little bit because it's been so long without having that group, right? Because I have like really, really great girlfriends, but they're all over like Tennessee,
Yeah,
Atlanta, Seattle, like they're
I
all
understand.
over South Carolina. So
Billy.
miss that. Yeah. Well,
Hop
I think you're my closest at this point. So I might need to, well, I was gonna say I might
on
need
the
to get on the
train.
train, but you told me
Listen.
that train's a little different. So
The trains, well, the Amtrak, we'll talk about that later. I was getting ready to go into it. Sorry, I forgot we were podcasting, y'all. I thought, see, look, this is how Black Girl Voices is supposed to be. It's
it
supposed to
is.
be a, we call ourselves a, anything from a coffee chat to a wind down to a therapy session to a good cry at a kitchen table.
Right.
Like, that's exactly what it's supposed to be. We're supposed to forget that we're like
Podcasting.
podcasting.
Yes, because and that's what we want you guys to feel when you're listening. We want you to feel that sisterhood, and if you're like me and you've been craving like community, I really hope that this like serves as a temporary hug. Right, just to like kind of let you know that there's other people out there that, you know, are rooting for you and want to see you do well, or are there for you in your hurt. You know, we're here, we're
And
listening, kind
that's
of.
something I kind of want y'all to start doing too. Like, maybe we'll make a post about this, but I want to hear y'all brag on yourselves.
So I just po- so I did post a link. Let me make sure I put it in this podcast so you guys will write in. I did post a link, and I'm going to post it again on stories, and I'll send you the link too so you can post it.
Yeah.
Kind of just like a space. It's like a Google forum, mm-hmm. and you can write in whether you want advice or you just want to like tell us something good, mm-hmm. so that we can share it on the podcast.
Yes.
Or we can either, you know, answer your question, and it doesn't have to be. Please don't make it all anti-racist. Focus if
you oh no girl
great
fine but, yes wonderful yes, fantastic
if you want to know if you need to break up with your cheating boyfriend send it in okay if
what books do you want to read
yeah girl, send that in
achievements I want to hear all of it girl
all of it. And we might not be able to answer all of them but we yes. want to include you guys like yes. really bring you guys into the conversation and I thought that was a good way so you yes. guys yeah. I'm going to share it. I'll put it in the, it'll be in the show notes, but we're going to be sharing these on our stories from time to time too, mm-hmm. just to remind you guys to write in. So yes,
please
let's do, before we hop off, let's do our grievances. Cause you know, that has become my favorite.
It's fun. It's fun. Again, this is where like the girl chat comes in. Like, oh my God, girl, you will not believe.
It's become my favorite part of the show. And I also I think it's so necessary in like it a is. World where there's like so much toxic positivity and it's like just be grateful all the time.
Okay. Yes, be grateful, but also come on girl, let's talk.
Oh, look, so about grateful is this one is for the moms.
Oh boy. I'm ready.
Son, if you're listening to this in like 10 years.
Oh no.
Fast forward. Stop sending home all that damn art. Okay? I don't want to see another picture with a scribble on it that I'm supposed to hang the fuck up. It's going in the trash. It's going in the trash. I am not hanging all that shit up. I don't even know what it is. Oh, I've asked several times and he barely knows what it is.
He's like, I don't know, girl.
He's like, I don't know. It's a scribble. Right. Keep the art at school. I don't want to see it anymore.
Start a gallery. Start a gallery.
Right, something. Can we do it? Yeah. Send me a picture.
Right? Okay.
Send me a picture. Of the picture. My God. Or send me like one good thing. But like every come day on. I open his damn book bag and there's like 13 pictures. It's going in the trash.
Can y'all please?
You do save. So like him and I still have some art from when Jay Sean was little too, but it's like the really, really cute stuff. Like they
did
a handprint thing and turned it into a turkey. Like all that.
Yeah, that's adorable.
But just, yes, but just the everyday they were coloring in centers. I'm not keeping that shit. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm not keeping it. Mm-mm. So that's number one. Number two, I'm not automatically following back. So
well,
because here's the thing.
Well.
And I know, I always know when somebody expects the automatic follow back because they'll follow and then they'll like every single picture.
Oh no.
That I've posted in the last like 4 months.
That's fine. Thank you for the likes.
And it's like to alert me, like, hey, I follow once I like when I create genuine connection or if I go to the page and I'm like, oh, like we share similar like thoughts and mm-hmm. and we share similar not just a niche, but we have a connection somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Then I follow, or mm-hmm. if I see like I follow their page, like I've been following a lot of Palestinian activists lately.
Absolutely, yeah.
And yes, okay. There are people from Congo. Mm-hmm. I've been following them because like yeah. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
On those pages. But Sarah from ooh. Nebraska.
Oh.
I don't know you.
I don't know you, sis.
And I'm happy ma'am. You're here.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Hey. And maybe one day I will eventually follow after we've created a connection.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you follow doesn't mean doesn't I'm mean going I'm to a follow. Follow.
That's not the way this works, honey.
So,
you're not entitled to my follow.
That's okay.
It's okay.
It's not because I think I'm better than anybody.
Not at
it's
all. Just,
I don't know you. Yes, I'm in a space where, and you don't know me either, but you're following me because you're getting some kind of value from my page or education or whatever, or you feel seen. And I love that.
I love that.
Grateful for that.
Fantastic. But.
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 Okay. I'm sure I got like 6 unfollows after that. They're like, this bitch.
You might have got 30 more follows, actually. Right. The girls are like, yes. Listen.
Okay.
I hope this doesn't turn into a longer thing.
Oh, it's okay.
If a person has spoken out about one or a few issues that you resonate with, do not chastise them for how they may or may not have performed advocacy the way you wanted them to for an issue that you have.
Y'all hear me snaps? I'm trying to do this.
And what?
Right, what is it?
That shit pisses me off. I don't mean to cuss, but that pisses me off. Like, so I'm outspoken.
Yes.
Everybody knows this.
I
talk about the things that matter to me. I talk about the things that resonate with me. I talk about the things that I try to advocate for people the best way I know how. I don't know everything that's going on. I am not the news. I am not a media entity. I am a human being with a platform who has been gifted the opportunity to have a platform, and I'm grateful for that. That all being said, if you come here and expect me to be a mule for you to perform advocacy the way you want me to, and don't give me the opportunity as a person to A, learn about what's going on, B, process what's going on, and C, form an opinion enough to actually either choose to advocate the way I choose to, because maybe it's not a post, maybe it's a donation in anonymity.
Right.
Maybe it's not a post, maybe I'm sharing something that someone else made, maybe it's not a post, maybe it's me going to buy books and learning more about this. Like, I don't have to perform advocacy for you.
That's wake up knowing shit, y'all. Like, what?
That's
like,
lazy.
Someone told y'all, because you know what it is, though? I mean, some of it stems from the fact that they just expect labor from Black people, but some of it is there are activists, air quotes, or people out here that claim they just know everything about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're like, they're one of those been new people. And it's like, okay, good for you. I can't stand a been new ass.
I hate that so much. It's okay to not know. It's okay to be like, I had no idea.
Or
thank
they
you
shame
so much for educating me.
They're like, girl, you didn't know?
No, I didn't.
No.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't. So like, glad you did.
Congratulations on you. Why didn't you tell me? Since you knew. Hello?
Since you know, since you got your
degree
and you know every fucking thing, that is my favorite. Okay. I wanted that on my graduation cake. And
you wanted that on your graduation cake.
I wanted that on my graduation cake since you got your degree and you know every fucking thing.
Oh my God.
I'm with you on that.
When I tell you I hate it so much. Like, I want to throw something at the wall. I'm like, stop expecting me to do the labor for you. If you want to perform advocacy, fine. Do that. In the same vein, y'all know how everything comes out in the wash. We know, we could tell when your advocacy is being performed as opposed to when it's genuine. It's giving Black squares in 2020. It's giving, y'all remember all the models that were getting busted because they would show up to the middle of the protests, but they would be wearing these like gowns and shit, and they would like hold up these signs or hold up their fists.
Yes.
You remember that? Because Black women have a long ass memory. We don't forget anything, honey. You
y'all
hear
remember
me?
Kendall Jenner and that damn Pepsi?
That damn Pepsi.
He said, oh, your people hate you.
Oh, why would
there's
they
no way they
like this, girl? Why would they set you up like this?
Not the Pepsi ending the race war.
A can of Pepsi, girl. Wait, didn't Martin Luther King's daughter say something about that? Like, if only my daddy had this Pepsi can. When y'all get Bernice to troll, and Bernice is the kindest. Like, shout out to Bernice King. Like, I adore
I don't. She respond to you or something? Was that you?
She did, and it blew my mind because I didn't expect her to. She said, "Girl, pray for me." I said,
"That's a fangirl moment
every day." You know?
I've been praying for you since second grade, okay? I found out who your daddy was.
Absolutely, I've been praying for you. Every time she posts a picture of her and her dad, oh, God, I pray for her. Like, I'm like, oh, and he was our age. Like, he was 39 when he died, when he was murdered.
That's wild.
Outrageous. Right. They
don't even think of it, like, in terms like that, because mm-hmm. and that's why it's so important to post the pictures in color. Mm-hmm. Because you see the black and white pictures, and you're like, oh, he was, like, 50, 40.
39 years old. I think Malcolm was actually younger. I can't remember the exact age.
Listen, y'all, Malcolm X was a far.
Okay, ancestor. I thought, okay. Listen, I got to fanning.
Like, I had to turn off the heater. Woo! That was a fine, listen.
Not even civil rights fine, which is a different level. That is.
Listen, the ancestors are frowning upon me right now because that.
Not them judging us for thinking that they're attractive. Listen,
seven different ways, but son, that man was fine. I say this all the time. And I think I just love a civil rights looking ass man. Me. I don't know. I am attracted to
him. You see who I'm married to? Don't he look like he marched in Selma? Don't he?
I need the strong black features. They just, it's so, matter of fact, What's the lyrics in Beyonce's song?
I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I like my baby hair with baby hair and afros. Yes, yes. Yes.
That is me. And me. Malcolm X. John Lewis was actually pretty cute when he was young, too.
So many of them were, like, fine. I was like, oh, you know what? That's a TikTok.
Let me stop.
Of all their young
I'm sorry.
Because also... This is not necessarily civil rights fine. I just found out how this person looked. James Earl Jones, as a young man, have you seen him?
No.
Girl, look. Go to Google.
That's what was so heartbroken about Jonathan Majors, okay? Because, listen, he's a terrible person, but that man is fine.
An awful he's civil human rights being. Fine. He's civil rights fine, absolutely. He's 100% civil rights fine. We're so
just gonna listen to this, and they're like, "What the hell is civil rights?"
That's none of your business. If you don't know, you don't know. And keep
to figure out a definition for civil rights. Fine.
Civil rights fine is they look like they could have marched in Selma. They look like they could have worn them wool suits and all that Montgomery ass heat.
Yes, and they have that strong like preachery voice when they're you know like I have a dream.
Not us fangirling over the civil rights.
So
throwing draws at him. We have such a problem.
Jesus is still working on me.
and me too, apparently, because I'm sitting here just like, woo, Malcolm X.
Listen, it's hot in here. I don't know if that's hell getting closer or me getting excited. All right. So we're cutting this podcast short. Clearly we need some water for the thirst. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank
you. Sign up for the Patreon. Maybe we'll have a matter of fact, there'll be a Patreon episode on what civil rights fine is.
Absolutely. We'll dive into the men.
Yes. We will list the men that are civil rights fine. And we will take our fastness over there. So we love you guys and we'll talk soon.
Bye.